The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
On this particular day, I was actually 236, which is the heaviest I know myself to have ever been. And I'm just like, when did this happen? When? Like, ugh. But there was no hate or shame or anything, because I've been doing lots and lots and lots of work, as y'all know. And so I was like, oh, I'm fat. Like, it was just like very, it was just very.
She said it very matter of fact.
It was like, oh, like there is no question. Like, it doesn't mean I'm not worthy. Doesn't mean I'm ugly. Doesn't mean I don't give a good head. Doesn't mean I'm not having orgasms. It doesn't mean my child doesn't love me.
You know what I said?
It doesn't mean, I heard what you said. It doesn't mean
say something.
Anything. Mikey's been drinking. And Lord Jesus. It doesn't mean. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means I'm fat. And like, once I got that, once I was able to just call things what they are, just call things what they are. Will you give the truth its day? What did Alfred say in Batman? It's time for
the truth
to have its day. And it was like, okay, Randy, you're fat. Do you want to be fat? Because if you do, girl, we fine. We're going to have to stop lying about these sizes and go and get some bigger clothes. Or you're going to have to get a stylist, you know, to figure out how to dress this body, or you're gonna like, what are you doing? And so I was like, okay, I actually want to lose this weight.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right, we're good. 1, 2, 3. Let me step into the moon. Am I the one you see when you get into the mood? I tell them pump them keys while I keep up with your shoes. We got a real nice thing in the pattern of the groove. I can feel it flowing through. I see the stone so clear when you roll it down your back. As a matter of fact.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, I'm Mikey.
And I'm Randy.
And this is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, where we give you an uncensored look into all we're learning, unlearning, and loving about marriage in real-ish time.
Welcome all new and veteran listeners, and a special shout out to our A1 Day Ones, Chosen Family, and Gang over on Patreon. Y'all some real ones.
And you could also be a real one if you join.
Why you yelling?
Ain't too late. What you mean? I was projecting.
You were loud.
I just drank some tequila.
Thank you for your continued support, y'all, and community. And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to this episode.
We appreciate you.
This season's theme is lemonade.
And in this episode, we're going to discuss what we've been up to, what's been going on in our lives and marriage as we wrap this year up.
In our first segment, we're going to tap back into that old thing and catch y'all up on what's been going on with us.
Randy loves saying that old thing.
I do.
She'll be trying to find any reason to just put that in.
Why not?
To the show breakdown.
Then later,
we have our flight or flight, where today I am confronting Randy about her ways. All right. She does some things that just bothers me. And I got receipts today.
Finally, we'll wrap it up with our PDA segment where
Randy's going to tell me why she loves me.
We will share something we're proud of for each other and or express gratitude. All right, y'all. We hope
you enjoy. I was in indie mode mentally.
Obviously, we've been away too long. How was our marriage? No, I'm playing. All right, so backstory.
You're not. We can talk about that.
We haven't done an episode together about us and our marriage and our lives in a minute. Our last episode was a mini and very family focused.
Before that, it was an indie.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, it was a indie.
Or interview.
A throwback. And then it was an interview.
Yeah. But before we end this year and season, we wanted to come back with an episode about the Chapmans.
Yeah. What have we been up to?
So yeah, we're gonna give a list of three things each. We're gonna take turns to give y'all just like check in with ourselves, check in with y'all, and to discuss the things that has been happening since you last heard from both of us.
Yeah.
And only us. Yeah. It has. So Mike, well, I guess we'll switch it.
I got you. I'm gonna start it off. You wanna start it off?
Yes.
So what's been going on with Mikey, the husband half of the Black Women Marriage Podcast? Well, first thing that came to mind when we started having this conversation, I lost a lot of weight.
Yep.
I lost a lot of weight, and Randy is scared by it.
I'm not afraid of it. I just want to make sure you're eating.
I love you.
Because I don't want to see you eat as much.
I have gone through, my stomach has gotten smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
It, like, literally, it shrank. I, in this past year, I have been afforded the ability to take some time to actually invest in my physical health and making some changes to my eating habits. Earlier this year, I started doing the Whole30 diet, which was very interesting. That's 30 days of just simply fruit, vegetables, and meat. No dairy, no alcohol, no preservatives, no fun, no joy. Pure struggle. It was a very difficult thing for me to do, but it actually helped like rewire my brain. I feel like it definitely helped me reevaluate my relationship with food, and it also helped me remember like I shouldn't be in pain all the damn time. Taking a break from some of the foods that I would eat regularly that would cause me problems was really, really good for me. Now I'm back on dairy and alcohol and sugar. But I've been able to like maintain that weight because I just have healthier eating habits. I've also been able to be a lot more active. And it's just like been really, really good. At my heaviest, I was 307. At my lightest, I was 252. I checked recently, I'm at 260. And okay. I'm good with it. Now, I still have like a goal I'm trying to like get to, but like it felt really good to get that weight off my back.
Yeah.
To get that weight off my knees. But the saddest part is that like I've lost my ass. Like
yep.
I'm not as thick as what, like I can't even like really be, you know, like BBL Poppy no more. Like that's what they used to call me. Like I'm not even that dude. They did. They called me that.
Who was they, Mike?
Them, you know.
I don't. That's why I asked.
You.
I've never.
You've absolutely called me BBL Poppy.
Never uttered those words.
Might have been a dream.
I've never.
You didn't think of me as that?
No.
You didn't think I was like.
No.
You definitely called me Thickums. That was one.
Did I?
You did. You called me Slim Thick.
Did I?
You used to say like thick thighs save lives. That was like a thing that you said whenever I walked by.
Mike, I've never said those words.
Fine.
Okay.
Whatever. Randy, you have any thoughts on my.
Oh, your weight loss? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm very proud of you. You did do the whole 30 days. I did it for 10. And I was like, some bullshit.
You killed those 10 days, though.
But I did do really good.
It's very hard to get to the double-digit numbers, by the way. Like,
yeah, 10 days was hard. But my sister also did the whole 30.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's life has been changed because it really did, like, shed our eyes on how much sugar, at least for me, like, we're eating.
Else.
And, like,
yeah.
And also just, like, sometimes you're just not hungry, but you be thinking you're hungry because you, you know. But, yeah, so... I'm very proud of you for doing your whole 30.
Thank you.
Because there were days where you were like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd be like, okay, no, I'm going to do it.
Like the day is almost over. Just finish it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's I just want you to be eating. I know that getting the weight off of you has always been a thing. When you were driving Lyft, I know it was really bothering you. Obviously, all the weight that you were putting on because you were always driving. We had a new baby and it was just a lot. And Drew was like... making fun of you kind of by acting like you in pain every time she like lifts something.
She stood up, which is like, it's cute, but it's also really sad.
Yeah, because you're not old.
Like Drew would stand up and start groaning like, oh, my back. I was like, okay.
Yeah. And she's obviously copying you. So yeah, I'm proud of you. I just want you to eat. And you say you are, and you say you don't have an eating disorder. And
I don't.
You would tell me if you did.
I would.
And yeah.
Now I just eat meals instead of snacking all damn day.
This is true.
It's like,
and your cooking's gotten better.
I'm just not trying to like fill my day with stuff I'm not supposed to be eating, which is weird. It doesn't look the same with me like constantly throwing something in my mouth, like trying to eat. But
yeah,
it does feel, I feel better. I do. And that's been like one really like a major thing that's going on with me. Somebody put in the comments yesterday or responded to like a story. They said my chest was chesting.
Was it?
Yeah. I was like, thank you so much.
Oh, I saw that. Who was
it? Like, I have been working out. You see it. My face has gotten slimmer. Ashley? I don't remember.
I saw that. I was like, oh God.
Put up real quick. But I was like, this. I have been working really fucking hard. Like really hard. And it's been a lot. It's felt different. It really has. Actually going into November, into December, I will be starting back. Except it's going to be whole 21. So I'm going to do 21 healthy days and I'm a wild out for Christmas and New Year's and start again at the beginning of the year. But I was reading about, it was something posted by one of my Muslim friends, or I think it was my cousin, it might have been Janelle, the purpose of fasting, or not the purpose of it, but one of the benefits of fasting, why they fast. And conceptually, I didn't stop doing things that I should have stopped doing. Mm-hmm. And so just trying to tie in like these healthy habits, I feel like is going to have a better, or has had a better, what's the word, impact on my life. Like I just feel better having tried some like different stuff. And I'm going to like try to implement some like fasting here and there. I like the concept of it. Like maybe no stuffing my face with shit after 10 o'clock. Between 10 and 10, like, you know, just like water, like whatever, like, you know, I'm playing around with some stuff, but my relationship with food has gotten healthier, which makes me feel good, which is why I can like reward myself with shit like ice cream this weekend that you're going to buy me, because Randy lost the bet.
Yes, I did.
What's up? What's going on with
you? Thank you, Mikey. One of the things I've been up to is I have niched down more with Wordy Productions.
Woo, woo.
And I have a workshop coming up, y'all.
Woo, woo.
On the 8th. So I have niched down to working with daughters who are working to heal their mother wound. Mm-hmm. And who are self-aware enough to know they have one. And who are ready to create podcasts and to create art that they want to create. And not, you know, because of what they mamas might say. And not because of... Yeah.
This is exciting stuff. Like what?
Yeah, I'm excited.
You know what I'm saying? This is a big deal.
Mike, just because.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, I thought you were saying I wasn't like crunk enough. No, I am.
I'm just looking at you.
You know, I'm tired. I've been like working on this workshop and like, but I am. I'm very proud of myself. The mother wound is not about like dissing on your mom and all this stuff. It's really about centering yourself and being who you want to be. And I have noticed that there are a plethora of podcasts, as we all know, and it's going to keep growing just how like books and stuff are. But people are getting frustrated with some of the podcasts that are out here because they're full of shit.
Yeah, or it's the same content. Or it's
and it's like people want to hear vulnerable, honest things. They want people to tell the truth because we need hope. You know, mm-hmm. We need something hopeful and we need something real. And I have found through working on healing my mother wound that it directly impacts and affects what we create, mm-hmm. and how we create it. You can't make an honest podcast if you lie. That's just what it is, and that's how you get some of the shit we got out here. It's just like you lying about all of it, but you have to lie about this because you lying about other mm-hmm. stuff. And it will require you to like dig deeper. So yeah, I've niched down and so far the reception has been really great. I'll link like workshop details if y'all want to come and show support. It's free.
But also if you're curious about what it is or in my services, behind it,
yeah.
WordyProductions.com.
Yeah.
You can also join us on Patreon because Randy shares everything over there also.
I do.
Yeah.
Especially during our calls.
We will be talking about Patreon more in the coming year because for one, as creators, this is like an avenue.
This is how we get paid.
In which to get money, especially now because, you know, the game done changed. It's drying up out there.
Which leads to your updated, the game change, but also your next. So yeah, that was me. That was my thing.
Before we go to that, again, super proud of you.
Thank you.
Very proud of you. Randy's been putting a lot of effort into figuring out what she's doing, why she's doing it, and what she wants to do so that she can put whatever her next step is into action. And when Randy puts things into action, it looks good.
Yeah.
It looks very attractive.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're hot.
Your turn.
But yeah, so things changing, right?
Right.
And in the spirit of things changing, mm-hmm. gonna go ahead and just put out there that I was laid off. I experienced what it was like to be laid off from a corporate position.
Yeah.
Very recently. It's very fresh. I have spoken about it amongst our Patreon family, which again is thank God for y'all. Instead of isolating, trying to figure out what I could have done differently, I've had the time to really explore the truth of why I've been going through what I've been going through and to really figure out what I'm supposed to do next.
Mm-hmm.
The corporate position I had was truly an experiment. It was me trying to do something for the first time. I was trying to learn something new. Thought maybe this was going to be the avenue that I needed to go down. Funny enough, a lot of what I've been dealing with recently has reminded me of a conversation that I had with like belief like 4 years ago.
Oh, when he was like, seems like y'all got to start.
Yeah, he's like,
you got to get this podcast.
You should quit
thing.
Your job and just focus on your podcast.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like,
we were like,
that,
no.
I was like, you don't understand how poor I am.
Right.
We were like, I was like, no. So let me put this in perspective. I was like, I'm really trying to. And in the entire conversation, he was really trying to just encourage, like, no, like your creative outlet
needs to be the
it's
thing.
It's gonna be the thing that saves you, Nick. Like there was no other way of like wording that. And, but he like heard me out, and he was like, so I get it. If this is the path you, it was a lot like. In the most wholesome way. All right, Ning. Like, that's how, like, like,
yeah.
But, like, and so I've been thinking about what I'm supposed to be doing. And I have put a lot of energy and effort into other people's shit for a very long time for survival reasons. We just mentioned earlier, I had to drive Lyft because I had to drive Lyft. Like, bills are bills. We got to eat. And in doing that, suffered a lot. I spent years in the tech space learning things. And I still have a job. Like, I ain't, you know, unemployed, but I will still make jokes about it because I have that right. Because I lost one of my jobs. So I'm unemployed.
No, you're not, Mike.
I got like, I'm unemployed.
Mikey, you're not.
For joke purposes. No, I still have a job. I'm fine. Like, but it's still, it was really messed up how it happened.
Yeah.
I have had the time to, again, vent to close ones, loved ones. Randy's heard this story enough and still like helps me process this on a daily because today I woke up from a depression nap. Woke up in time. We got Drew out to school and crashed and woke back up midday.
Sometimes we need that. Listen to your body.
Yeah, took a drink right before we recorded this podcast. You know, a little tequila. And did y'all know that they make an alcohol Jarritos? Anyway,
yeah.
I have been working so hard feeding other people shit.
Yeah.
That I'm going to see what it looks like, and y'all are going to see what it looks like when I don't do that. So yeah, like it's been. And continues to be a very difficult time.
Is it difficult?
Difficult in that, right? I took the position because again, I wanted to see what happens if you go the stable route, right? For the longest, I've been in education or independent contractor, and I just like I made money and I was fine. I actually made money, more money, doing what I was doing prior to taking the job. But like with these corporate positions, there comes benefits and there comes, you know, like the insurance and
the 2 week.
You know,
I know I'm going to get paid.
The vacation. No, there's the consistency. There's always the consistency. However, I'm me and I've always consistently gotten paid every time. Like, it is what it is. But taking a hit like that when we are in the middle of what we're working on, like trying to just getting stuff together with our home finances, it just throws things off. So that part, not so fun. But for some reason, I am less concerned than I would have been in the past because I also have like I've gone back to, being more connected to God spiritually. So there's that. That's a whole other thing. That's going to come out in indie. I'll talk about that like in the future. Or if you just want to join Patreon, you'll see a post about it. But yeah, being forced out.
Yeah.
It can fuck you up. But the reality of the situation is it was time.
Yeah, it was.
It was time. The reality of the situation is I was planning. I was about to.
I know,
but we're here. So yeah, that's me. What about you?
I'm proud of you for one, talking about it and just handling it with grace.
Is that what this is?
Yes, Mike.
You think this is graceful?
Yes.
Honestly, seriously.
Yes.
Okay.
I've said that 3 times, my love.
What does not graceful look like?
Self-pity. Consistently. It's fine to feel like self-pity based off of getting laid off or just in general life things happening makes sense, but like staying there, you did not and you have not, even if you go back and forth. We all know, as we've talked about before, like off the mic, is that like regression isn't always evidence of like not getting the lesson or failing. It's to throw an arrow, or to, you know, to shoot an arrow, you have to pull it back.
Girl, it's deep.
To like arch it. Somebody quote. You gotta pull
claim
it
that. That was you. That no. was I like how you. That was an original thought.
It was not.
It was nice.
It really wasn't. It's really not though.
I'm gonna accept it as an original
but
quote.
That's what has happened.
So to and get the. So I gotta pull it back to go.
You've been pulled back. Oof. To shoot, and that's what you're gonna do. And you wallowed for a minute, and then you stop. And that's what I feel like also needs to be highlighted. Like we've done the whole. We've been laid off. Somebody's been laid off. Jobs ended. It's a hard knock life thing. That's a literal episode. But we are two different people now with two different motivations and two different types of like fed up. And also the same type of fed up. And also like, we're older. We're literally older than what we were.
We are older.
Yeah. So that's what like, that's what I'm seeing. I'm like, oh, okay. I told you, I already told you what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I respected your decision to not be forced out. And I was like, all right, unconditional love. We gonna do this.
Which I appreciate, by the way.
But I was not surprised. I mean, I was surprised, but I was not surprised when you called me.
No one was. That's why that's why it sucked. That's why it sucked.
Yeah.
That's fine.
We were like, oh, okay.
You live, you learn.
Well, I'll see you when you get home. I love you.
I love you.
You know? Okay. Thank you, babe.
More on that in coming episodes.
Yes.
Gotta get my severance.
What I've been up to, similar to Mikey, I have started back working out for real.
Woo!
So I have a goal, and what sparked this was very similar to what Mikey said with his, was that Halloween. We went out for Halloween.
Randy and I have different, like, conflicting ideas of this, but you have to feel what you have to feel, like you do, in order to get whatever thought you need to get to do whatever action you got.
We went out for Halloween.
Good.
Drew was Princess Peach. Very, very cute. There's a picture on our feed.
Randy and I were Mario and Luigi, but we didn't get our costumes until we were actively trick-or-treating. Like, they didn't come in the mail.
Amazon was like, it's here. And I was like, fuck y'all. But we did get to wear our costumes at another costume party.
Also, shout out to Avondale Estates. Anybody in Atlanta, that's the spot.
For Halloween.
That's where you go.
We was there for, we took Groot. We was there for a long time.
Yeah, you walk down one block, come down the other. Your baskets are full. Your kids are satisfied. They take it seriously over there. It's safe.
Yeah,
like it was fun. It's good. It's good.
Black people, everybody. Yep.
Dogs.
No overt racism.
No, it was very covert.
If it was happening, it was very covert, which is the bars in hell that we have to think we got to take. So Mikey was taking pictures of us like trick-or-treating, and I would walk with Drew up to people's houses sometimes.
Yeah, I would have Groot on a leash next to me. I'd stand on the street. Randy would walk Drew up the steps to...
Right, or whatever. And... you know, Mikey's snapping pictures the whole time. I come back and I was like, oh, let me see what you got. And I'm like, wait, is that me? That's me by Drew? Why am I waddling? Why did you let me come out the house looking like this? Why hasn't nobody told me that this is what I look like? So I get home and I get on the scale. And for all of my pregnancies, minus the first baby, because I wasn't pregnant long enough to gain weight. But for all of my pregnancies, by the end of the pregnancy, even with Noble, by the end of the pregnancy, I have been 225 pounds. That is like my last trimester pregnancy weight. That's when I know the baby's about to come, or it's like we at the end. I didn't know this with Noble because I wasn't checking my weight because I couldn't stand up for that long. But afterwards, when we got home, I realized I was 225. And on this particular day, I was actually 236, which is the heaviest I know myself to have ever been. And I'm just like, when did this happen? When? Like, ugh. But there was no hate or shame or anything, because I've been doing lots and lots and lots of work, as y'all know. And so I was like, oh, I'm fat. Like, it was just like very.
She said it very matter of fact.
It was like, oh, like this there's is not no a question. Like, it doesn't mean I'm not worthy. Doesn't mean I'm ugly. Doesn't mean I don't give a good head. Doesn't mean I'm not having orgasms. Doesn't mean my child doesn't love me.
You know what I said?
It doesn't mean, I heard what you said. It doesn't mean
say something.
Anything. Mikey's been drinking. And Lord Jesus. It doesn't mean, it doesn't mean any of that. It just means I'm fat. And like once I was able to just call things what they are. Just call things what they are. Will you give the truth its day? What did Alfred say in Batman? It's time for the truth to have its day. And it was like, okay, Randy, you're fat. Do you want to be fat? Because if you do, girl, we fine. We're going to have to stop lying about these sizes and go and get some bigger clothes. Or you're going to have to get a stylist, you know, to figure out how to dress this body. Or you're going to like, what are you doing? And so I was like, okay, I actually want to lose this weight. And I've always wanted to lose the weight. But as y'all know, I've been like deep in survival mode. I've been losing Noble and not to blame him or anything, but like losing Noble, as y'all know, was very, very awful. And I believe in some ways I was also using his death as a scapegoat to like not do my
other work.
Yeah. It's like, well, no, I lost this baby. I need time.
Yeah.
And it's like all the things can be true at once.
Yeah.
It was very true. But also I haven't gone to the gym consistently
since the beginning of the pandemic
because of anxiety and because of agoraphobia and because of just fear. It's like, I don't want to get anybody sick. And it was like, okay, well, we've all gotten it. We've all gotten COVID. We got COVID January 20.
And at that point, I haven't gone to the gym consistently for years.
Yeah, like it was okay, Randy. What's the reason? It was just like self-sabotage, fear, anxiety. But y'all know I'm Medicated Bae now. And
I'm sorry, can you say it one more time?
Medicated Bae.
Love you. We're trademarking that.
No, Mike, I'm not the one that came up with it.
I don't care. Anyway, it sounds like an original idea.
It's not.
Can I just...
Can you what?
Love you.
Yes.
Go ahead. Now, I know we're talking about like what we're, you know, going through right now and all that stuff, but I do have like something that I want to argue with you with before we actually get to like the fight or flight later.
Oh, God. What?
I have a beef. Like a legitimate beef.
What? Okay.
You were really selfish with the Magic Mind bottles.
First of all, don't do that.
You were extremely like, you hogged them. Oh, you kept them to yourself.
No, you were all...
We have audio proof of you not wanting to share these things.
With my sister.
Andrew, it extended to
me. You were
me.
Like, the taste, and I like it.
I was
but
like, I like it, and it worked.
I think
but
you
like
it more.
And so I think because I hesitated to drink as much of them as I probably needed to instead of drinking coffee, you was like, oh, well, then you don't want them.
Well, yeah, I did take it as if this batch is mine.
That's what I'm saying.
The rest of it.
And I now mean, they're gone.
And that's because y'all know how I feel about Magic Mind. I've talked about them off the podcast in my stories, in my work stories. Magic Mind is a little green juice that is like full of mushrooms, ashwagandha.
Look at you right? With yep. The pronunciation.
I've been practicing. What else has it in it? Matcha. And it's like a little shot and you can take it with coffee or by itself. And mm-hmm. I really like to pair it with coffee. Mikey, how do you like it?
I think I had it and then I took like a little bit of grapefruit juice is what I had like right afterwards. But I was fine with just drinking it as is.
Yeah, you can just drink it straight.
And then I just had like some water. I'm thinking.
But yeah, I think I like it better with coffee. It gives it like an extra boost. But yeah, it makes you very clear. And when we ran out, I was like, oh my God, I can tell. Not like in like a... the way Mikey was teasing me way, but more just like
in an addict way.
It really was calming me and it really was like
it was effective.
Yeah, I was clear. And so I highly, highly, highly recommend it. I cannot wait to get my next batch. You can also get a batch, y'all. If you use our code BMM20, you will get 50% off a subscription or 20% off your first order. This 50% off will last 10 days after this episode airs, and the 20% off will last forever, ever. Mm-hmm. And you can go to magicmind.com/BMM. As you know, those details will be in the show notes. And yeah, y'all.
We know what it is, y'all. We just coming off the holiday season. You're still full of turkey. You still trying to figure out if your leftovers are safe. You're low on energy. You still feeling the itis because it's almost December and you're still reaching for the turkey and macaroni and cheese. Get your energy up with the actual Magic Mind shots.
Yep. Magicmind.com/BMM. Use our code BMM20. This is what you get when a person who has a Venus in Pisces and a person who has a Venus in Virgo get a podcast together and are in love. You see this? It's hard. But anyway, what I'm saying is I was like, okay, Randy, we got to get real. And so I was like, okay, one of my goals had been to go to the gym for 30 days, talk to patrons about it. We actually have a mother on Patreon, mother woman, business woman, Nikki. You probably
call her what she is.
She's that mogul.
You ever just know somebody that's that nigga?
But her page is literally all about fat positive motherhood because she's like 6'2".
Which is still hilarious because that wasn't.
She's so tall. But anyway.
We met each other on Zoom. And so we're all looking at each other's faces. I'm assuming this woman is like just the normal 5'5", 5'6".
No, she's 6'2".
I was like, that's my height. Yeah. And then she stood up. I was like, oh. Like you're tall.
It was seeing pictures of her. I was like, oh my God, she's tall. But yeah, anyway. So like, I think once I got clarity and was like, okay, I'm fat. You don't want to be fat no more. What do you have to do? I know how to lose weight. I've done it before. But
it takes
nothing. It takes nothing in the sense of like, it can be done.
Yes.
But it's hard. Like, I'm not young anymore. I have a kid now. I have a husband now. I got to get people ready in the morning. I got to like... There are things expected of me. I think I was also feeling like a lot of pressure. Like, how can I possibly do this? But also, I think I was also using it as there's one more excuse.
That's where It ended with you.
But yeah, so I've been going to the gym and I've been working out for 23 days and I'm very proud of myself. I'm so close to my 30 that I'm going to do a new challenge. But yeah, I'm getting this weight off and I feel really good. It's definitely helped with my anxiety, my energy.
Hell yeah.
Just my body. Like I can tell I'm changing, losing weight.
So when I did the whole 30, that triggered a thing in me where now I wanted to do a physical challenge for myself once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you started doing, you did the whole 30 and you tried it out. And then that.
I lasted 10 days.
But still, like trying it. And then you, then from there, it was like, all right, 30 day gym challenge. And then from there, it was like, okay, no, 30 days. Just want to get in there. It was supposed to be 30 days consecutive. And then you were like, wait, no, I want to do this 30 days period. Then I want to figure out, all right, what's my schedule? What can I make work now that I've been able to do that? Because you have gotten really close. You're close to like, 30 days.
Yeah, I got 8 more days left.
And so it started with, I have all these barriers. I got this kid. I got a husband. I got to work. All that went out the window when you realized that was the case before. And still so. Like, my goal is my goal.
Yeah.
My goal is my goal. You looked at yourself and you was like, I'm fat. You looked at your husband and was like, hey, bro, I'm fat. And like, we were sitting here talking about it. It was like, so
we just need to call the thing the thing.
And so if you're calling the thing, that means you got to do the thing about the thing. So here's how you can work out.
Yeah.
And here's what you got to do. And you've been doing it. Mm-hmm. You've been doing it. Getting up at the crack ass. Getting up before the sun is supposed to get up with the rest of them weirdos in the gym at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with all y'all.
It's actually really packed at 5.
Which is just weird.
Because we like to get it out the way. I ain't got to think about it no more. All day, everybody be like, man, I got to work out. It's done.
I'm not one of them people. It's, I can't. We did it when we were engaged.
We had to leave for this wedding.
I can't. I couldn't, do it. But I'm very proud of you.
Thank
one.
You.
I see the results. Two. I enjoy I feel the results.
Me too.
I feel the results. And they feel great.
Thank you.
They taste wonderful. I'm sorry.
Mikey.
Yes. What? Go ahead. What do you want to say?
It's your turn.
No, that was it. Oh, all right. So yes, my wife is working out and I love it.
Yeah, I gotta catch up to Mikey, man. We gotta, you know, I'm always like, well, I think what really works in our relationship is we're not usually far behind each other because we have the same goals and values. But like, we're, like now it's body and working on my money because this is not my life. And yeah, like,
we talked about it. This is a podcast episode a very long time ago about what goals look like and how we reach them. And like, we're both trying to get to the next floor, but your stairwell is a spiral stairwell and mine is like a different staircase, or you take an escalator and I got an elevator. Yeah. But
we're usually on the same. We're not far behind each other.
Hmm.
And I think that's important in a relationship, platonic, romantic. Like, can I keep up with you? And I can, because I'm also the shit.
You are.
And it's like, okay, you just got to believe that.
And it's also nice because like there's like this push and pull of it. Like, I got there so I could pull you. You're there already so you can push me. Like, it's not you've been there already so you don't have a problem coming back down and be like, all right, let me push your ass up. Like, this is the piece that you need. And so because of that, or then and the same. Now I can push you. Now that we're in the same space, well, let's just push each other. You know, like it's a relationship.
Yeah.
It's still a healthy one. So in case y'all are wondering what's been happening, we are still together.
Still together.
We are still figuring it out in realish time, which we've talked about. It's difficult for us to go through it and talk at the same time sometime, but that's how this started. And that's what we're just going to get back to. No hiding from it. No shame. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
And we just move forward and we do our best. But you look good, woman.
Thank you.
And I'm proud of you. And I will continue to push. Just as you continue to push, and you continue to pull me up, and I appreciate it. I continue to pull you up, and we will be just fine.
We will. And on that note, you have one more, sir.
So my last thing, what's going on with me? I have hustled my entire life. My entire life, I have.
I know.
But I have worked hard on other people's shit, my shit, but I have never truly committed to my own individual business ventures. I have had entrepreneurial ventures, some legal, some not. I have tried my hand at a lot of stuff. But a leading thing for me, and this came up in a conversation with Prince, with my brother, is that we, as my father's children, have all tried our hardest to do something legal well. And because we start from a position of, hey, I just want to like do this thing, and like do this well, we've blocked off all the other stuff that we've been that we were supposed to do. Like mm-hmm. we just didn't think about it, or we were like, hey, this is the only path that we need to take. So coming off of that, I wanted to go down this corporate path because I feel like this is the thing that this is going to be the next stepping stone to wherever I need to do next, or this is like a place where I can like rest at and get my stuff together, and this will be the thing. And it's not. I have ultimately decided to now invest in my business ventures, actually do and execute on some of my business ideas, which is both fun and scary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Scary in that it's new. There are no guarantees, but that's just how this goes. And fun because I know what it looks like when I do the thing.
Right.
And I actually have no doubt that my idea will pan out in the way that I want them to, because I know, on top of the fact that I've done market research, I just know. And it's, I have spent a lot of time, again, putting in this effort on other people's shit, and that shit looks really good. It does. It looks great. I did a great job there. I can do it for myself with ease, or I should be able to, but I've been fighting it. So now I'm just doing it. It's been really nice. I've been having conversations with you, with my sister, who has help me reframe my thinking surrounding getting these things started. Done not perfect. Like I am actively doing things. And again, we'll talk about this detail in future episodes. But
do you plan on telling everybody what exactly you're doing or launching? When do you have dates in mind? Do you have time frames?
I do. I need to finish writing out what the schedule looks like. But at the top of the year, I will be announcing some of the things that I'm working on. At the very least, two.
Okay.
So at least two of the five ideas that I am going to be executing will be talked about at the top of the year. I want to put that energy out there because by then I'll be ready. I'll be ready to execute and do all of the things that I really truly need to do. But there are some additional steps I got to take. There are some things that need to be done first. But I'm excited about it. I am. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. On top of that, I will still also be making money because I still like have a job. But I'm not coming at it from a position of, hey, like we down bad and like we really, really need this and being super desperate, which has happened in the past and like led to like some poor decision making. It really is like, hey, you're in a position to do this right. This is what you wanted to do. This is what you honestly need to do. So go ahead and do it. And so that's what I'm doing. So Chap Corp. That's not the name of it.
It's not. I'm like, what?
Chapman Incorporated. Chap Inc.
Thanks, babe.
Look out for just stuff in the future. But if you do, again, want to know what it is, we actively talk about this, and we'll be talking about it tonight on our Patreon.
And so, you put some stuff in our stories.
I have.
Just the like color schemes and stuff. But yeah, I'm really proud of you. I'm very excited because it is time for you. I mean, I think it's finally clicked. I remember you not really you knew what was happening at your job, but you not really like, we all knew it was time. It was time, and you're still being taken care of, and so you have no excuse, really, based off of your past fears about going after your dreams and doing things. And so I'm very grateful that you're in a position where you can like do so without no excuses. And also, I'm just really proud of you. Really excited for you to see what it looks like when you pour into yourself, including financially and like investment wise and stuff. And my last thing, because
what's your last thing, Lil?
I am keeping up with you, is I'm also working on new projects. I'm working on two new projects. They are still very, very sacred, and I have to keep hush about it. But y'all, I can tell you that it is surrounding how I've niched down Worthy Productions. So as y'all have heard, I am niching down to working with the daughters who are aware of their mother wound, which basically means they're ready to center themselves, their art, their stories, what they want to create. Does not necessarily mean you're talking about your mom. You could be. Doesn't mean you're talking about your mama's mama. Even if y'all have a good relationship, all of us, man, woman, boy, girl, child, non-binary, everybody has a mother wound because of the pressure that society puts on mothers. And women, and there are things that have been passed down in our families from our maternal sides that, you know, that have helped us and pushed us, but have also like largely damaged us and changed us. And we have to be willing to acknowledge that to make certain things shake. Yeah. And there are all types of wounds. Father wounds, y'all know I got one. But, you know, I still have it, but yeah, we're still like, we're like, you know, we're really good now. But
don't,
like,
don't we all?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, father wounds, uncle wounds, grandma wounds. Mm-hmm. But I decided to focus on mother wounds because, you know, that's my niche. And that's literally what I'm going through. And I know how to help people with that. And so there are two projects in the works surrounding.
You want to say what one of them is?
Nope. Surrounding. not without permission, because it's not just my project.
I know.
Yeah, so that's what I'm really excited about, and that will also be dropping at the top of the new year.
Hell yeah.
Or like, you'll know about it at the top of the new year. And so, yeah, you know, if we all make it there. But yeah, so that is what I'm really excited about. Very proud of myself, very proud of the people I'm working with. And I think y'all will also be very proud and impressed.
Hell yeah.
And excited about what you will see.
All right, so she's not gonna tell y'all, but I'm gonna just tell y'all what it is. So Randy is working on, never mind, she gave me death stare.
All right, y'all, so engagement, what has been going on with y'all?
Yeah, tell us things. We have we're dropping one more episode just before the end of 2024.
Nope.
What,
we're dropping one more episode before, you said the end of 2024?
Yeah,
it is. Oh. 2023. Let's knock on wood. Don't be
before
speaking
before the
our
end of 2023. Let me alone. We really love to hear from y'all. We really want to play some voicemails and read your emails for that episode. All that jazz.
Y'all know what we do at the end of the year. Yep, we do Patreon superlatives. Those are always fun. So yeah, y'all let us know what's been going on. Y'all know if you've ever left a voicemail, email, anything, you know we actually read them and mm-hmm. play them. But we like to compile them all, so we're not just reading once every 2 months. So
you can be anonymous, or you can let us know who you are. I actually had a friend tell us that we can share a story today, so I might do that.
Okay. Shoot us an email at blackmailmare@gmail.com.
Or leave us a voicemail at 770-750-4098.
Or hit us up on social media.
Yes, you can always DM us. That's a safe space, too.
Yep.
It's time for Randy and Mike's Fight or Flight. They've held it in all week, but you gon' hear it tonight. Don't really matter who is wrong or right, cause it's fight or flight.
Fight or flight?
Fight or flight.
All right.
All right, let's get into it. Why don't you love me?
What?
Randy has these ways that we're gonna address today. And this might end up being a real fight, but just know that I love you. Oh, sorry. First of all, I love you.
What do you
want to silence your phone?
My phone is silenced. My phone is silenced.
Then why is it vibrating and dinging?
Because my computer is not on Do Not Disturb.
Got it.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. I forgive you. And I love you. See how that goes?
Mikey.
Oh, shit. What? What?
Yes, I see how that goes. Why are you asking me if I see how that goes?
Because I'm trying to like preface this because I want you to forgive me. And love
I feel
me.
Like you're just trying to get me upset so that by the time
I'm
you're
not trying
fight,
to get you upset.
What is your fight?
It seems like.
Oh, God.
As of late, right, I have been approaching you in need of and just wanting to make some physical contact. All right. Now, we've had the real conversations about these, like in-depth conversations about these. So I actually want you to like play with me with this. Like,
I don't
want to
play with you. I want to hear what your actual fight is.
My actual fight is your initial response to me touching you is always to move away from you.
Okay.
Before you then identify, oh, that's not what it was. Okay, cool.
That is not always the case. But even let's say I'm fighting. Let's say, okay, so that happens. Because 9 times out of 10, you're coming up on me, mm-hmm. tickling me.
Mm-hmm.
You're coming up on me when everybody else has left me alone and you see me with my game or my book. The same way you do Drew. And Drew be like, Daddy, mm-hmm. get off of me. I don't want people. I'm on my tablet. It's uh-huh. tablet time. You done set this timer. You do it to all of us.
Okay.
Even the group, except he will eventually fall for it and be like, okay, fine. You come over here or there or wherever the hell I be. And sometimes, Mike, and we've been together since I was 15. You know I'm incredibly ticklish.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start touching me in a way that you know tickles. I hate being tickled.
But I'm saying is every time. It's not even in a way that tickles. It's not that I'm reaching for your foot or I'm touching on your knees.
But do you understand that that is a trauma response? I'm expecting to be tickled.
That's how I started. That's what I'm saying. It's starting off now, no matter what I do. It's even if I was about to tickle you. But if I'm not, especially when I'm not.
Because and then it's what been do I do of, after I realize that you're not?
What that's
do
what
I
I'm
do?
Saying. You then switch. And now it's welcoming. I am saying that I have heard from all the other conversations that we've had in the past. Like, hey, that first where it used to be like, I'm coming to tickle you and I'm bothering you. And I'm all like the bothering you part is what I've been trying to avoid a lot more of, which is why as of late, for a very long time now, it's been more so, hey, I'm approaching without trying to bug you. I see, hey, there's a gap. There is a window. Things are still. I have stopped working. Our child is occupied. The dog ain't looking. This might be a good moment to just kind of like hug on you for a minute. Just love on you for a second. But it is met with the energy of what it was months ago or years ago where it was like, hey, you're trying to tickle me or hey, what you doing? Like,
well, so I also think this is a communication thing because you're seeing this open moment where I can now be touched or we can now interact or you could just say, hey, babe, we can do our thing. We have our words now and things like you did the other day. Can you hold me?
Yeah, that happens too.
I'm not saying too. I'm saying it can also be.
You're saying you want that to be the only way that we touch each other? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we've been doing all of the things that we've like talked about, including, hey, like being considerate, not just approaching me in the way that you want to, but in a way that would be nice to me. Just put your hand on me.
What would you prefer happens?
Oh, the initial response not being thinking that I'm coming to bug you or that I'm like I'm coming to do something with the intention of pure irritation. Like, hey, like actually, all right, this nigga just want to love on me right now because like we talked about this. We have been talking about this. Maybe this time he was actually just coming and he wasn't trying to grab my titties because that's not what he was doing. Maybe he just really wanted to put his hands on my waist and kiss me on my neck because I've expressed that I would like that type of interaction. Maybe this time he's not just coming to squeeze my butt. He's just pressing up on me to like whisper something into my ear. Maybe this time he's not like putting his hand on me initially to like poke me, but to get my attention, to do a loving rub touch of the things that I've expressed that I wanted. I'm saying it would be nice if the initial response was starting to lean more towards what we have been like working to recognize rather than what it was when it was a trauma response because of how it's been forever before we've talked and before we've had like real epiphanies and conversations coming off of the last episode we was talking about where the doctor gave us words or coming off of the conversation where we just said, hey, like, I don't feel safe when this. And so this reminds me of this. And so like touching me like this would be really, really nice. And I no longer think like, hey, she's trying to put another stipulation on the way that I approach her. She's expressed like, hey, like this would be good for me. And so if your partner is asking for that, then do that. You can still touch. You can still approach. She doesn't want you to leave her alone forever. And so like find your spots. Yes. And approach it in a way that she wants you to go from there. And that's what I've been. That's where I'm coming from.
Okay, well, I'm going to fly, and I'm going to work on my response to you.
Nice.
You ready?
Yes. You still love me?
Yeah. You ready?
Yes.
All right, babe. PDA.
A little bit of PDA to close out the day. So, I can't give away any details because you won't talk about it. And I thought maybe you might have said one of the things that you were working on as far as your projects coming up in a new year. But I'll say this. Right when it gets really, really close to like something taking off and people start to see the actual the results of all the work that you've been putting in, that's when you start to receive like certain flowers and like feedback and like energy that really would have been useful when you were going through the process of working on the thing that you were working on. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people are only really locked in once you have released the thing. Sometimes people only really understand once they see the results or whatever, right? I have been close enough to you to have seen the work that you've been doing, all right? And I know the results because I understand how you work. And I'm really, really proud of what you have in the works. I'm really, really proud of the paths that you follow to get to where you are and what you're about to do and how it just really makes sense with how you've matured over the last couple of years, everything that you've learned, read, done, tried, failed at, whatever. Like, it's all culminating, one of my favorite words, into the result that people will always apply that because it looks really, really good. But before it got pretty, it had been really, really ugly and really like dirty and really difficult and really hard for you. And I'm really, really proud again of you and the work that you have done, because it's going to be appreciated by everyone it's supposed to be appreciated by. And it's going to surprise a couple of people because they don't know you. They don't know you like I do. But I'm really, really excited for it. I know that you've been working your ass off. And I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you, Mike.
Rorty Reductions is on to something.
Rorty Reductions is on to something. Thank you. Well, my PDA is, I just wanted to, one, say I'm proud of you. I know it has been a rocky month. As of this recording, it is still November. It's been a rocky month. Lots and lots of plot twists. None of this was on our bingo cards when November hit for me. I know it's been a lot, but I'm very proud of you because you are being steadfast and you have been steadfast. You've always had a lot of heart and you are tapping into that and taking care of yourself and still taking care of us. Thank you for all the times and the times you currently and in the past have funded me and my dreams and Pretty Productions. I am working on that no longer being the first step.
Look, this has been going on since season one. We talked about this. Everybody know that my goal is what my goal is.
Right, for you to be a stay-at-home.
Yeah, so I made these investments. It's going to pay off dividends later, and I never have to work again.
Yeah. Also, on the dad front, Drew is wonderful, as y'all heard in our last mini, and as y'all, some of you all who listen, who know us personally and get access to Drew, she's amazing. But one of these nights this week, she did not sleep. She just was playing us. She was just up all night. She's a generator, human design, if y'all know. So she needs to expel this energy, and we was tired. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, she went to bed really late, and we had an early morning, and Mike was getting her up because I also had a late night. And before you got up, Mike, to get her, apparently I gave you this pep talk. It's coming back to me, kinda. You told me.
You said two sentences very coherently. I don't understand why you don't remember this.
I was exhausted.
You put your hand on me. You was like, look, it's okay.
I was like, you know, be gentle.
Like, yeah, like just.
Be gentle. She had a long night too.
Like, we know, she's like, I know that you had a long night. We know what just happened, but like.
Be gentle.
Be gentle. And I was like.
She's four.
Cool.
And. You were, because she came and kissed me goodbye, and she just looked so shiny. You put all the shea butter on her.
We had a really good conversation.
She was so cute, got her hair done the way she liked it, and her new shoes.
New kicks. You know, new kicks will put somebody in a different mood.
And Drew is all about fashion and shoes and details, okay?
That's my baby.
And so that really makes her very happy. And so it was just like, she just obviously looked so happy. And for it to be as early as it was, considering how much sleep she did not get, was just a show of like the type of parent you are, the type of man you are, and that you really be listening and taking into account, especially when my intention is to not like micromanage, but to be like, hey, I see this happening. And before it happens, let me just say, be gentle. So thank you for listening. And yeah, I'm proud of you as well.
I always listen to you.
We got that on the mic.
You be listening to me.
I
be listening to you.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. I love you. I'm proud of you. I'm grateful for you. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Call to Action, the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast, is hosted and co-produced by Mikey and Randy Chapman.
All episodes of the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast are edited by Randy Chapman at Wordy Productions, the production company.
For daughters. We are now and still available on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and all your favorite streaming services. Rate us
5 stars.
And review us, y'all. Thank y'all so much for the reviews this year on Apple. We don't get access to a whole bunch of other ones because, you know, Apple, but also Spotify now, we can ask questions and people have been answering. So thank y'all so much for being like, I love this episode. I've been taking notes. We see y'all. Please do not hesitate to leave that. We publish them. And as we end the year, you know, Spotify will do its Spotify Wrapped things. We really appreciate.
We love it when y'all share that we were in your Wrapped.
Yeah. So yes, that's brief. Okay.
We took the break. Y'all gave us grace. We absolutely appreciate it. We took some time off. We gave the podcast some room to breathe as we tried to figure out our lives. We told you we were back. We've been back. It's a real thing. And so our goal, one of our goals, I'm just going to put this out there, is to make sure that we are on y'all Spotify Wrapped for next year. So wherever you stream us at, we really appreciate it. So thank y'all.
Thank
Keep
you.
Keep the ratings coming in.
The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast Fight or Flight Jingle was created by Ebony Janae at Janae's Jingles. Details in our show notes.
To hang out with us and support our work as independent creators, join us at Patreon. On Patreon at patreon.com/blackmillennialmarriage. There you'll get access to our Discord channel, unedited and edited and ad-free episodes, Zoom meetings with us, and more.
Thank you. Follow us on social media platforms on Instagram. We are Black Millennial Marriage. We're also on Threads as a Black Millennial Marriage. On Facebook, we
are... Oh, you threatened?
Which I told you.
Yeah.
It's connected. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I mean, I haven't been on. We're going to do better. Okay.
We threaten next year. Next year, more threats.
On Facebook, we are Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. And on Twitter, I guess we're still underscore.
On X, we are at underscore the Chapmans. We have a new podcast social media manager, which we're really excited to announce coming into the next year, which is going to be good for us.
Yeah.
It's going to be good for us. So we will be a lot more out there.
And also, y'all, merch, all of that was
girl,
real.
Girl, keep going.
All of that was real.
I forgot that.
But we got samples in and they are not up to par.
To snub.
And so we are going a different route. Mm-hmm. And so that is a hold up. I would rather, we can't put out what
we
they sent us.
We were never going to give y'all shit. And that shit was shit.
Yeah, not after 5 years of being a podcast.
Absolutely not.
But the artist, shout out to Genesis. Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful art. But and deserves to be seen in its glory.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot... put that on the samples we got.
No.
So, no. But yeah.
Merch is still in the works. We are still going to be releasing it. You can look forward to, at the very latest, receiving and seeing our merch for sale and available for y'all in February. All right.
Let's put
it out there for February.
Let's not say a specific day. Because we don't fucking know. If the post office go on strike, our intention okay. is February.
Our intention is February. Yeah. Black History Month. You can expect more from the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
Yes.
This is our goal. This is our intention. Keep us in your prayers.
Thank y'all again for listening, y'all.
As always, be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace.
When you get up.